Just as I had surmised, Sally Mae was standing at the yard gate with a plate in her hands. And just as I had not surmised, Pete had beat us there. In other words, we had failed in our primary mission of the evening, to beat the cat to the scraps. Failure is painful enough by itself, but when it comes at the hands of a cat, it becomes almost unbearable, even though a cat has paws instead of hands. Grover and I couldn't have responded to the call any faster, which left only one solution to the puzzle. Pete had been tipped off about the scraps. He had gotten inside information. In other words, he had cheated, which is the typical cat method of doing business. They don't play by the rules, see? They cheat and use sneaky behavior to compensate for certain design mistakes that were made when cats were first invented. When you deal with cats on a daily basis, as I do, you have to be prepared to play dirty. Well, by the time we got there, Sally Mae had already scraped off one portion of scraps, and I don't need to tell you who was there to snatch them the instant they hit the ground. Mr. Cheater, Mr. Greediness, Pete the Barn Cat. I went straight to him, figured I'd check out his scraps to see exactly what he'd got. Out of the way, cat. We're taking over this deal, and you can run along and play. Pete cut his eyes in my direction, pinned down his ears, and started growling and chewing at the same time. You ever notice how a cat does that? They come out with this peculiar sound, see? Something between a yowl and a growl. But they're so greedy and stingy with food, they don't even bother to stop chewing. That's what Pete did. And hey, there's something about that kind of action that makes my temper jump about 20 degrees. Before I knew it, I was growling back at him. And Drover, who was safely behind me and out of the range of Pete's claws, began jumping up and down.
Get him, Hanky, get him!
I might very well have got him. I mean, just by George cleaned house right there while it was fresh on my mind. But Sally Mae reached across the fence and whacked me on the head with her spoon. Sort of surprised me since I'd forgot she was there.
You dogs get back and leave Pete alone. I'm going to feed you over here so you won't fight.
Pete rolled his eyes in my direction and gave me a grin. I backed off, but not until I had sniffed out his scraps. Two steak bones and several nice long strips of steak fat, which happens to be a favorite of mine. I love steak fat. Sally Mae moved down the fence a ways and scraped our portion off the plate. When it hit the ground, I made a dive for it, scooped up a nice big bone, and began putting the old mandibles to work, so to speak.